it was interesting last week for the commemoration services around the first anniversary of the earthquake to see how people felt and the mood of the people in the country following what was a terrible year for them. And there was two very strong feelings that I picked up while I was there talking to Haitians, and particularly also talking to the people in Caritas Haiti and some of the dioceses. And that was, the year had been terrible, but with the turn of the new year into 2011, there was a very strong sense that they wanted to put 2010 behind them and wanted to look forward rather than looking backwards too much.
They're a very resilient people, aren't they?
Extremely resilient and extremely creative. And the one thing that really strikes you when you visit Haiti right now is, despite what they've been through, there is daily activity that goes on. There are food stalls, there are market stalls on the streets. People are active, people are moving. But there's also a very, very strong sense right now that people generally want something very different to the kind of society they had prior to the earthquake. I kept being reminded last week when I was there of a sense of wanting to have a kind of resurrection. Yes, they had been through death, and yes, they had been through mourning, and now the time for the resurrection had come. And that was very, very dominant in the discussions with the ordinary Haitians. They're looking for a society now that is going to be different, that is going to have much less poverty, that is going to have stronger participation by people in decisions around their own lives and their own futures. And the big task ahead now is to help and work with Haitians in developing their vision for the future and helping them to achieve that vision.
There has been, though, I suppose perhaps inevitable in these situations, quite a lot of blaming going along. I mean, they apparently blame the UN peacekeepers for bringing in the cholera epidemic. They're also beginning to blame the NGOs who flooded into the country. And apparently there were these banners at the first anniversary commemoration saying NGOs are wasting money. Did you find that that was something that filtered down to the ordinary man and woman in the street, or is this something that's rather been made overmuch by the media?
I think that there's two elements to it. Yes, I think in all of the previous major disasters that we've seen over the last 10, 20 years, there has been a tendency by the media, particularly around the first anniversary of a disaster, to feel and portray a sense that not enough has been done quickly enough. In a major disaster like Haiti, what we tend to forget at times is that a lot of the basic infrastructure and local authorities and government officials have also been decimated by the disaster. And rebuilding an urban city like Port-au-Prince takes considerable time, particularly if you want to do it on a planned basis and not on an ad hoc basis. You can build houses, yes, but you also need to have the infrastructure around the communities that are going to live in those houses, which means you have to have some kind of planning process that looks at what is the vision for the future of our educational infrastructure, what is the vision for the future of our health infrastructure, how are we going to plan our roads, our sewage systems. Unless that framework is in place, yes, you can ad hoc build houses, but they may not address the real needs of people. And the real needs of people that is coming through very strongly in Haiti at the moment is they want to rebuild communities. They don't just want to rebuild houses.
Still staying, though, with that theme of the NGOs, why, though, has there been this ill feeling against NGOs? Because NGOs are people who come in to help the afflicted population. Is it a case that there have been too many coming in, they don't know the situation on the country, and perhaps there's a lack of coordination?
I think there's a multiple choice of reasons that you can take on that one. Haitians are a very resilient people, as we've said. They want to be in charge of their own destiny. And if you have a huge influx of NGOs and UN bodies coming in, and there isn't sensitivity around the culture, the history of the country, the language of the country, then yes, you will get tensions around and a sense of feeling that we're perhaps being dictated to. But there's also the need for very strong leadership in Haiti. And right now we have a political vacuum, which doesn't help matters. It doesn't help Haitians to be able to take charge and drive the move forward that's needed. So yes, there's tensions in some ways on both sides.
Okay, we've been focusing perhaps on some of the negative aspects of this very difficult year for Haiti. But what signs do you see of beginning of rebuilding? There is obviously must be some signs of hope that are coming that are just not being portrayed perhaps in the media.
The disaster and the scale of it was so huge. When you look at Port-au-Prince and see where we are today, it is difficult in the scale of it to see the progress that has been made, and yet quite a bit of progress has been made, particularly also out in rural areas, out in Léogâne, out in Gracier. There is a lot of progress, even on the cholera situation. The fact that we have not had rampant cholera throughout the camps in Port-au-Prince is testimony in itself to the day-to-day hard slog that has been going on by the people themselves, by Caritas, by other NGOs in trying to ensure that that does not happen. That in itself is positive. Reconstruction is going on in rural areas because it happens that there the whole question around land issues, the question around property ownership are not as complex as those issues are within the city of Port-au-Prince. So yes, there's a lot happening out there. There has been a tendency to look at Port-au-Prince on its own, but the future of the country and the sense and kind of future that Haitians themselves want presuppose that we look at the country as a whole.
There was also talk after the earthquake of wanting to decentralise and lessen the population of a rebuilt Port-au-Prince. Is that being carried out?
Well, as I said, right now there's a political vacuum. But what is interesting is that the discussions among ordinary Haitians in Haiti at the moment is very much around developing a vision for the future of the country. Now, that will entail rebuilding communities, not just in Port-au-Prince, which was most heavily affected by the earthquake, but looking at how the division of authority between central and rural areas, the development of agriculture, how does agriculture and its development play into feeding the population of Haiti? What investment is needed around that? All of these questions are now coming to the fore. What kind of an educational system do we need and want for the future in Haiti? The same with regard to health. It's good that these questions are now being put on the table by Haitians themselves and that they are looking at and discussing what kind of future and what kind of system they want.
Is there a risk that the enormous amount of money that obviously has poured in to help with this reconstruction effort is going to dry up as the world moves on to fresh disasters? It's now over a year since this earthquake struck.
If I look at previous major disasters over the last 10, 20 years and look at how Caritas has responded to those disasters, yes, we have seen that Caritas has stayed with the people over the course of 5, 6, 7, 8 years. In Caritas, we always say we're there before, during and after. Caritas Haiti is there all the time.
Can you tell us a little bit briefly about some of the projects they're involved in?
We have 12 Caritas members in country at the moment who are supporting the work of Caritas and the redevelopment of the country. And there's quite a lot of reconstruction of houses, schools, health centres. There's a lot of investment going into providing people in rural areas with seeds and tools and developing the agricultural sector. Livelihoods is going to be a key issue over the next couple of years. If people are to survive, they need some kind of a livelihood. Once they have a livelihood, they themselves are able to do much more for themselves. So that's an area that will be requiring quite a bit of heavy investment over the coming years, and I'm sure Caritas will be there to help with that.
Now, you said you went around, you talked to Haitians, obviously people who've been affected by the earthquake. Is there anything they said that really sticks in your mind that somehow sums up their plight or their feelings about their country's plight?
One of the things that was very, I mean, at the commemoration mass, we had the announcement of who the new Archbishop of Port-au-Prince would be, and the fact that there would be a new auxiliary bishop. And it was interesting, as soon as it was announced, there was this huge loud cheer went up from people. The timing of it was perfect. It was very, very well received. And for us in Caritas, the fact that the new auxiliary bishop is the Caritas director of the Diocese of Port-au-Prince was encouraging as well. But the reaction of the people to that was what struck me. I don't know how many Haitians in the course of that Wednesday said to me, he's a man of the people. They know him. He has been from day one when the earthquake happened out in the streets with people. He has that grassroots connection with people, and that can only stand all of us well in the coming difficult years ahead.
The majority of those who were made homeless by the earthquake are still living in these tented cities. What are conditions like there? I mean, there's obviously been a problem with security. There was quite a lot of publicity concerning the fact that many women or girls were getting raped.
Again, based on experience of Caritas throughout the world, wherever you have very, very large camp communities, there will nearly always be protection issues, security issues. We try to address them in the best way we can. But that seems to go hand in hand with these large camp environments. The other thing that we need to be very conscious of right now is, and it's one of the challenges around rehousing many of these people, is that something between 60 and 70% of the people who were in the camps were actually renting accommodation prior to the earthquake. So that in itself is also a huge challenge in terms of where do you rehouse, how do you rehouse these people, where do they want to be in the future. The thing that is beginning to appear as well is that a lot of these people are in tents. Now, the lifetime of a tent in a climate like Haiti is past its date at this stage.
So you're saying that these tents are worn out, there's getting holes in them?
Yes, I mean, in any normal IDP environment like we have in Port-au-Prince, there will be a need to renew the shelter materials that people have. Now, obviously, the quicker we can get people into temporary shelters, which are not just tents, the better. But that is a huge challenge in itself.
There must also be the problem of aid dependency. As you say, people who are in rented accommodation who are now living in tents where they're not paying rent, obviously, and who are getting food handouts where maybe that before they weren't. How are people going to be taught to stand on their own 2 feet again?
I think there is, and we see it constantly, within these communities, there is a huge amount of creativity and there is a huge amount of resilience. And while they may be receiving some aid, there is still an awful lot of effort being put into cash for work type programming to make people less dependent and also to give them a choice as to what they want to do. So there is also the challenge of working with people in the camps to give them as much dignity as possible and control over their own lives. And if that means increasing cash for work programs, increasing the possibilities for people to develop their own small little economic schemes, that is the way forward.
So how do you see 2011 for Haiti? How do you see the future, at least in the near term? Do you think it's past the worst? It's turned the corner?
It's quite difficult to say. I think my confidence in the people of Haiti is huge. I would hope that in 2011 we will see some strong leadership on the political side within Haiti that will help put the framework around the rebuilding of Haiti and the rebuilding of communities, the rebuilding of the economy, so that Haitians can move forward towards that better future that they are looking for.
I was speaking to Dolores Backman of Caritas Internationalis.